Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:36.
It's Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan. Always ready to join me, Morgan. Like a good friend. You know?
Morgan's always down.
Stopping by on Friday Eve every week. All right, it is time for the news. Let's do
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone can transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain.
Uh-huh, honey.
Visit their Instagram or visit their locations in person and let them show you around. They've got all kinds of great stuff that will really transform your home. Go to allnaturalstone.com. All right, so here's what's happening. First of all, the weather outside right now where I am is perfect. It's beautiful out, but we will see clouds stack up, and we do have rain in the forecast for like middle of the night and into tomorrow.
I'm pretty grayed out now. I had some sun earlier, but overcast.
Yep, that's
coming. What
about
the city?
It's coming for you.
It looks a little bit of an overcast, so we'll see. But something's happening.
70 and sunny in Millbrae?
It's perfect out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just stepped out.
Of course it is. Yep.
Absolutely. Gorgeous.
Bran is always in the garden spot, everyone, just in case you're ever
right
thinking, like, where in the Bay Area is it perfect?
Well,
there's
Bran
is.
Millbrae. Turns out.
I missed it because I had a couple things to do over here at my broadcast studio, so I was a little busy. But I heard you guys discussing, were you guys showing each other your toes?
No, Bryn did that.
Yeah, Bryn put his foot up into the camera just to, so Nicole ran for it.
I did.
It was fresh from the conversation. I think you walked away. So what I did was I unmuted just to get her attention. She looks up and the foot's right in the screen.
It literally was like that.
And you gagged.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It was a regular old foot.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, you young kids, believe me, you'll learn to accept all kinds of stuff as you age.
Oh, like, all right, I'll do it. Jesus. Get off me already. God.
Yeah, you watch your little things fall one at a time. Anyway, what should you drink today?
Water?
It's National Drink Wine Day, everyone. Oh. And of course, don't make that face, Sarah. The wine country,
wine.
It's you live right down the street from wine.
It's lovely. I'll
country.
Go with the food. I don't need the wine. Wine's not my thing. I don't have a sophisticated enough palate to appreciate it. Not like Nicole, who's a wine connoisseur.
That's my sister. Like, she tells me, she always goes, so whenever you smell first, like, you don't want to overthink it, like whatever aromas you get right off the bat, just go with that. And I can't do that. I'm like, yep, smells like wine, and I just started drinking. She's like,
there
no
you go.
Like, what'd you capture?
No, he's
wine.
Right, wine,
grapes, that's what I captured.
Yeah. You know, the people even do that with coffee now.
Yeah, that's true.
There's
aromatic
coffee place near me that I like, but they do too many different flavored, like, you know, can you smell the blueberry? Look, I love blueberries, but you know what I want to smell? Coffee. That's what I want to smell.
Yes.
I don't want to smell your hints of blueberry. Thanks, but no thanks. Anyway, they say here that today is National Drink Wine Day.
Oh.
So, you know, I mean, I feel like probably during this pandemic, people have had more to drink than they should have. But,
right.
Here's another excuse to not stop.
Yeah. And no one's coming over, so just buy the box. Mm. You know, the box mm-hmm. wine.
3/4 of people usually have 1 or 2 glasses of wine. That's the usual dose.
Sounds about right. Mellows you out a little.
4 to 5 right. glasses of wine is a bottle.
Oh, 4 to 5 glasses in a bottle, huh? Mm-hmm. Depending on that's how generously right. you splash it out.
Yeah. 9% drink the 5 glasses it takes to kill a bottle.
This is my bottle of wine, and I'm not going to share it with you.
My wine drinker is good for the first 2. The 3rd one, things start to get really sketchy, and I try to leave.
Third glass?
The 3rd glass is when...
She weighs 90 pounds. Not too surprising.
Suddenly, she's argumentative. Suddenly, she's loud. You're like, what happened? You go, oh, that's the 3rd glass.
She's
right.
letting loose.
Jesus. Can you have the 3rd after I've gone to bed? God.
Yeah, she might wake you up.
Anyway, it's National Have Some Wine Day, so enjoy.
You should say, you're 3 glasses and I'm going to rip your clothes off. Get over here. And maybe she'll be all into it.
There's an idea.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, try it.
Sure.
And suddenly you're in a fist fight with your wife. Get off me.
I don't remember why we talked about massages yesterday, but we did. So this story sort of made me think of yesterday. A guy gives a 1-star TripAdvisor review to a hotel because the masseuse seduced his wife.
Oh.
That would be a problem.
The guy's name is Michael. He recently posted the 1-star review on TripAdvisor for a hotel called The Palms in Turks and Caicos.
Oh, we've been to Turks and Caicos.
We have been there.
Yeah.
Together.
We were, well, separate rooms, let's be clear. And no TVs, no telephones, and wet floors. It was a great resort.
Anyway, the hotel is called The Palms in Turks and Caicos, and he was there on a trip in December with his wife. He says the place was amazing, but he gives it 1-star because while he was away for a night picking up his son, quote, my wife got a massage and the masseuse seduced her and spent the night with her.
Oh, boy.
He also says, quote, I'm not blaming the resort for this. This is my wife's fault, but just know that this is a thing that can happen to you at this resort.
Are they going to break up? Or is he, she's like, what? It was a happy ending. What do I care about some seducer, masseuser?
They don't say if they're going to break up here, but I would absolutely not be able to stay in that relationship. Would you?
I don't know. And we'll talk about it.
What?
Well, you're not in love with her or anything, are you? I mean, yeah. Was it good? You know, how was it? Tell me everything.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you bone the masseuse.
Oh, no. And we're done. John, there's no leeway on my end.
All right.
There's
there
a
you
lot
go.
More. I just feel like, yeah, whatever. As long as you don't love her.
When I give you a massage, you snore. This guy gives you a massage and he gets the full treatment? What?
Yeah, it would be a problem for John.
Yeah, I'm sure. It would have to be.
So I just wouldn't be able to tell him. Oh, well.
Half of dog owners say they kiss their dog more than they kiss their significant other.
Well, dogs are pretty demanding with the need for kisses. That tongue is always flapping around my face.
And, you know, we've talked about it sort of in different stories throughout the last year, but our dogs have gotten used to us being around just like our families have. We are more... Look, there's a weird codependency happening in all our homes, I would guess, because I definitely... Where'd you go? Where you been? What?
What are you doing?
What are you?
Where are you going?
First of all, you're 7. You're not supposed to care where I am.
Are you coming back?
I was gone for 30 minutes. I went to the store. Oh, okay.
Oh, what'd you get?
It's so weird, but there's a serious weird dependency built up. And
well, when you're used to someone always being there and they're suddenly gone for a whole half hour, where did you get to go?
Right.
Is part of it.
Anyway, that's... I guess it's not a surprise. Your dogs really don't piss you off like your person does. So there's that.
Unless they poop
Many
in the
people
house.
Say their dogs, their obsession. 3/4 of people would put themselves in danger to save their dog.
Oh, sure. You love your dog. Of course you would.
61% say they like their dog more than they like some people they know. Well, I would think that's an automatic.
Right. There's plenty of people I don't like that much.
Mm-hmm. Right. Half of people have canceled plans to stay with their dog.
Oh, yes. That's real. It's look, if there's something going on with your dog and you can't do it. That's your obligation to the dog. The dog isn't well, or there's something going on with the dog. You have to cancel your plans because you know what? You're that dog's person. What, they're going to go through that alone? They can't find their ball. You got to help them.
I don't know about that.
I can't go on the trip. My dog, the ball's lost. We're looking for the ball. I can't leave him. He's very upset. The dog.
Sarah, I know you are missing your usual pilgrimage to New Orleans for Mardi Gras to show your boobs to the adoring public.
Thanks for recognizing my pain.
I know you usually like to bring an extra suitcase for all the beads that you've accumulated from that windowsill you hang out of.
Right.
Today's the reckoning day, I guess. Or maybe it was yesterday. Which day was Lent? Yesterday or today?
I think Lent starts. Isn't yesterday Ash Wednesday and today's the first day of Lent? Or is the
okay,
first day today's of Lent,
the
Ash
first
Wednesday.
Day of Lent. It's something like that. I don't know.
It usually starts around Ash Wednesday, so it's either.
I think it starts on that day.
Me too. I think so.
I don't know.
A new survey asked people what they'd be giving up for Lent this year. A lot of people said, I've already given up too much. I'm not giving up anything.
Yeah, I'm giving up Lent for Lent.
But among the people who are participating, dessert is at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Soda, fast food, booze, gossip.
Oh, that's a tough one. God, there's
yeah,
nothing
that's
spices
a, I
up
actually
life like
think,
gossip.
You know, I forget where I read it, but someone was saying they're just going to give up negative crap. Like the negativity is what they're going to try to quit.
It is something that you can quit. You can choose to disregard it and not participate in it. But it is a choice because it's all around us.
The others say giving up shopping for things that aren't essential.
Mm.
Giving up social media. Oh, giving up watching TV or streaming. Caffeine and video games all on the list of things. Well, those who are willing to participate in Lent, things that they're giving up. Dessert is the, you know what's a trip? I can have dessert for a couple days and I will gain 2 to 3 pounds. And then I can stop having dessert for a couple days and I will lose those pounds immediately. It's truly like that sugar spike.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
Well, they say even things that don't have a lot of fat in them, if they're full of sugar, it's like it's a catalyst for converting to fat. Like it's, you might think, oh, the meringues, there's like hardly any fat in them.
Really?
50 of these. Sure, I've had that thought many times. Look at my butt. Come on.
Come
Look
on.
At it. You know you want to.
I can't see it, though. You're sitting on it.
Well, it's so huge. I can't even fit it into the screen. So.
Oh, really?
Sarah?
Jeez.
Come on.
This is a new one. We've heard a lot of different symptoms from COVID. You know, you lose your taste. You lose your smell. Your breast milk turns green. Wait, what?
What?
I'm sorry. Go back one.
Uh-huh. There's a woman in Mexico who says that she got COVID and suddenly her breast milk turned fluorescent green. Fluorescent. She's 23 and she continued to feed this milk to her. You know, one of the things you find out when you finally get pregnant, if that's something you're going to do, is that breastfeeding is a thing and there's pressure to get it done, and there's pressure to only do that, and there's pressure, there's people who will coach you up and teach you.
Come right to your house.
Yep, absolutely. There's classes, there's everything. I was in like a support group for breast milk. There it is, there's the green stuff.
You know, I'm going to say this. When you said, you know, fluorescent green, I was thinking, so she's feeding her kid radioactive milk. That is, that just looks like it has a green tinge to it. I'm fine with that milk. I doubt it's mold. It's just
kind of yellowish.
Yeah, it's like a yellowy green, but it's mostly it's white. But it's thin anyway, and I always thought it looked kind of blue. You know, it has that. You know, when you express it and save it, it would have like a blue cast to it because it's. I don't want. Oh, you don't remember?
No,
I never expressed any.
No, but didn't you ever look at the milk that had been frozen?
Well,
Doesn't look like cow's milk, let's put it that way.
Her pediatrician explained that this must be due to the antibodies that were trying to protect her daughter. So her body was working overtime to keep the milk safe and fresh for the kid, and it worked out. But
so
there's a new symptom. Let me show you this one. This one, you know how you put it in those little sealable packets and freeze it?
Yeah.
We had a freezer full of this stuff.
Sure.
Here's a look at the difference in color when compared to the normal stuff.
Oh, this is hers next to her old stuff.
Oh, I see.
You know, that is pretty vividly green. That's a green sack of milk. But the doctor said that is safe.
Yeah, and she's using it. And, you know, I mean, if you've ever seen that stuff go to waste, the person who made it is like, oh, my God, what are you, nuts?
Well, it does take some effort to make it.
Right. So it's one of those things. And there's your newest symptom from COVID, green breast milk.
Yay.
I think.
Yeah. That's, boy, those do look familiar.
You remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Did you used to have a freezer full of that stuff or no?
We had tons of it, yeah. Because you'd have it for, like, if you had a babysitter or something, because you know, especially with the first kid, I was like, they gotta have the breast milk. By the time the second kid came, I'm like, let's get some formula.
Exactly.
You know what I'll do? I'll milk this right into the bathtub. How's that sound? Because that's the problem, is you keep making it, even when the kid's not taking it. And then your boobs are hard as rocks. Oh, God, it's ridiculous. It's like, what is happening? This is
you know,
so silly. Big,
I was there
boobs.
For your kids. I fell off shortly thereafter. But I do remember the what was happening to you, I never really saw happen to Christina. Mm. But you would brick out.
Yeah.
I mean, your whole top chest would be like,
I would call John from the phone on the way home. I go, you better not have fed that kid because I need help. These things got to get. And then the kid would be nursing on one of them and I'd have a cup under the other one just catching the milk that was pouring out of it. It was insanity.
You're a good milk maker.
I was a good milk maker. My kids were plump. It's plump babies.
That's Our good. Text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. And we love to, by the way, have anything you want to tell us. Preferably nice, but, you know, we can take it if it's got to be.
If you have to. But you could give up negativity for Lent. You could give us words of encouragement. If there's something you don't like that we're doing, you could actually just express it that way. Hmm. You know what I'd like? You know what you should do?
707 says, breast milk is liquid gold. You're right. Mm. It becomes a thing. It's really a thing.
Some people sell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
They'll sell breast milk.
Well, look, I'm just telling you, I was like, we were underneath the hospital. This was with the first kid and it wasn't working. The kid wouldn't latch and the missus wasn't able to make it happen. And we're in like a support group of, I want to say like 30 people in this circle, and you weigh your kid. So the kid has to get naked, dude. Be put on the scale, and then you have to try and feed the kid, and then you have to put the naked kid back on the scale
to see how much they got.
It's a trip to sit
so
there. But you
would accompany her because there were 30 breasts out.
No, I accompanied her. I went with her because she asked me to,
and
that was quite frankly the last place on earth I wanted to be.
Really, it had, there were 30 naked boobs around you?
No, there weren't.
They all had a kid's face on them, didn't they?
The internet has plenty of stuff to look at. I don't need to be in a room where.
What if they also had no pants on? Would that make it acceptable for you?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, those kids are trying to eat. It's really not
right.
That. It's just not.
Oh, look. 30 beverage dispensers all lined up.
Oh, look at this. Just pulled over because of rock hard boobs on the side of the road, making the baby eat. LOL.
Yeah, sometimes it.
That's
has
happening
to happen.
Out there in the world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I used to take a towel, a big, you know, bath towel, fold it over so it was real big, lay it across my boobs, and then pull a tight tank top over it so that I wouldn't soak the bed with my boob juice overnight.
That's crazy.
It was insane. They just, and then I get in the shower and like, you know how showers feel good? And they'd spray out like two starfish, like eight armed octopi out of the million holes. You think it's just one hole? No, it's 1,000 of them. Just be in the shower. Doo-doo-doo.
That's crazy. Seems like crazy. I mean,
yeah, you had a unique experience. Yeah, maybe you didn't have a unique experience, but I never saw anything like that happen in my house.
Yeah,
that's
it
profound.
It was just the outpouring of love from my boobs.
You are a milk maker.
Clearly, like a cow.
I'll read the rest. Didn't say that. You
I said it.
That.
I
okay,
did.
Thank you.
My udders were productive. Okay, text after this. Here we go.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.